days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Once more into the podcasting world, Mr. PJ Gallagher.
Yes, that's us.
Time for you to release. This is a great release for PJ because he gets to release.
Purge. It's a purge.
It is.
Yeah, it's cathartic.
All of the bad language that he has to keep bottled up Monday to Friday.
Yeah, people say what
on the show.
People always say, you know, with you and your history and all, PJ, why isn't it you don't go to therapy? I was there, why do I need therapy? I'm fucking Jim McCabe every Friday. And I get more into that 15 minutes or 10 minutes than most people get into months of therapy.
There is a little bit of a theme that's because we did, you know, the thing about this podcast, and we made it very clear from the start, is because we didn't really have a theme. We didn't even, it was literally two blokes talking to each other for a while. Which I grant you, as a line on
what
a poster.
What is it now? Don't tell me we have guests.
No, as a line on a poster, I grant you that's not great. But I tell you what did end up happening is, it has become, over the episodes, well, I say it has become, it started and it just continues,
yeah.
As a bit ranty.
I'm a bit ranty.
We do give out
a bit. I would say it is a rant for me. The only way I can forge material or jokes from absolutely anything is to get upset about something first. That's just the way it is, you know?
Right.
But
that's the secret, isn't it? Anger brings about great comedy.
Anger brings about great comedy. I really think it does. I'm coming back at it now from a different perspective, though. I'm starting to feel my underpants are a little bit tight at the moment. And what it's coming down to lately, run with me on this, it's not quite the belt, but the underpants. I've been off the rails eating like a crazy person again, right? And that's because I keep getting caught out. And it's, I'm blaming the children.
And you're filling your underpants.
I'm filling my underpants. Yeah, not with shite now. Come on, no. I'm growing in there.
But that's what I'm saying. But I mean, of all the places.
Underpants. Yeah, I'm feeling it in the underpants.
Of all the places to get fat.
Yeah.
That's probably.
I'm feeling it.
There's people out there who would argue that's a good thing. If you're growing in your underpants.
If it was in the front. But it's a different sort of a thing.
I get you now.
You know what I mean?
All right, okay.
It's not the front. It's the top.
Right.
Which isn't great. Because the underpants is now sort of, you know, it's having interactions with me, belly elastics.
Well, when you can tell the brand of your underpants when you're not wearing them. That's when
it.
You know
and
things have gone wrong.
And that's what started to happen. And between the legs, I've started realising there's a little bit of wear happening between the legs that I've never had
right.
before.
Now,
and
again,
that's
just
a thiesmic issue. That's thiesmic.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to clarify what was that, you know, what was causing the friction between the...
Thiesmic reactions,
Right, okay.
And I always wondered when people say, what's between your legs? I'll be honest with you. My willy is not between anything. If anything, it's mounted frontally. And I've always wondered what that meant, you know.
Yeah.
And then you
I think it's meant for better men than us, PJ. I think better men than us would have probably have experienced that.
Jeez, you'd need two or 3 kilos to get it back that far.
We're bordering on action men. And I mean that in the sense of the doll.
Yeah, as in the plastic mound, not the levels of activity.
Yes.
Yeah, I get
so,
you. Yeah. Judge.
Greater men than us would have.
But in fairness, you'd have to have it. It'd have to be the weight of an iPhone to get down that far. There's no way. But that's why women always, you know, treat your life, you know, especially riding motorbikes. The amount of women that says to me, "Did you never just sit on your willy?" And they go, "No, because it's not there. It's in front." It's in front. It's like the handlebars. It's out front. It's not just, you know.
Wow.
And they're
are you
going,
serious?
By the way,
that's a genuine question you get asked.
I have been asked that many times.
About riding motorbikes, do you not just sit on your willy?
And I mean, horsemen get asked that as well.
No, but hang on a second. You could literally say that about just about anything. I mean, why would it be exclusive to riding a motorbike as opposed to sitting in a car? That you could potentially sit in your willy?
I suppose it's the whole between your legs thing that
right.
maybe they think so. You know, I don't know, actually. I don't know what the logic
okay.
is.
So
I've never understood it.
So if you sit in the car... Oh, I get it. I know what you're saying. So you in know, other words, because you have to slightly spread your legs to mount a motorbike...
Yeah, it's as if they think everything falls
down. Suddenly falls backwards.
Yes.
And lands between the cheeks of your arse.
And I suppose with women, things are sort of centre and low. Whereas with lads, they're not. They're propped out front. It's more like a headlight.
Which, by the way, is not a great design when it comes to protecting yourself. I just want to put that in there. But anyway, moving
really
on.
Really not. No, because the most delicate part is kind of hanging down. That's what I never understood.
Yeah.
It should be the other way around. The balls should be at the front and the willy at the back. It would make much more sense, logically.
Right.
I know it sounds ridiculous because you're used to seeing it the other
way. I mean, the potential dangers with zips.
Exactly,
the dangly parts.
Yeah,
and the
potential
for, like,
and the
just
sitting.
General sort of, you know, buffering.
Imagine
with the other bits.
Imagine you saw that with a fellow, you opened up his trousers, you're what in the name of God is that? Your ball's not at the top. No, they're not at the top. How do you even get that?
Yeah.
You look absolutely ludicrous.
Oh, yeah, no, I do it all the time. I tuck them in under my fold of fat I bring that goes them around my stomach.
Yeah, I just bring them right on and under. I use them as a buffer zone, yeah. Use them,
Anyway, these are not the problems we're talking about. You're talking about friction caused by excessive skin.
Excessive skin because I'm eating like crazy again. And I've started realising I'm not even eating meals anymore. I know I've heard parents talk about this, but my God, there's no one in the world more disgusting than a parent. I just wait for what my kids throw on the floor. I haven't even eaten off a plate for about a week.
Wow.
You just walk around. You give him a chicken nugget over the shoulder. On the floor, I eat it. You give him a piece of pizza. I know these aren't great healthy things to give kids. They throw it over the shoulder. You pick it up off the floor. You put it in your mouth.
Wow.
You know, puffs. Oh, they love their puffs. You throw them up over the shoulder. And I've got puffs in my mouth off the floor. I've got floor puffs in my mouth all day long. I tell you, it's unbelievable.
Shocking.
And then it's like everything. Absolute crumbs, toast. I've just got a mouthful of floor shit. All
do you know
time.
Something? No wonder you fell out with your robotic Hoover.
Yeah.
See, you're basically in competition. You're basically in competition with your robotic Hoover. It's going around. What do you call it? Hermie. Hermie's going around trying to do its job. Meanwhile, PJ's on the floor licking crumbs and other oddments that have been thrown there.
That's
by
what
his
parenthood
kids.
Has done to me. I'm the only person that empties a Hoover into the bin, sees food falling out, and go, I can't fucking believe she threw that out. I would have eaten
what a
that.
Waste.
There was hardly any even hair on that.
Yeah, yeah.
That looked perfectly edible there.
Fuck it out. Yeah,
and it's showing itself. It's starting to show itself. And now I'm starting to think, right, I hate mentioning it because no one hates Christmas more than me. But I am thinking, if I continue on this vein, by the time the chocolate mince pies arrive and everything, I'm going to be an elephant. And we've got the PPIs, the radio awards in 2 weeks or whatever. So there's no point in doing anything before then because I'm going to be an elephant for that. Right? So I'm aiming for full on elephantitis against my own will at the moment.
Wow.
So I'm elephantizing myself. So I have to steady on.
If you're going to do that thing, if there's no point in advance of, what's that?
2 weeks.
Early October or something.
Yeah. 2 weeks today.
And then,
or tomorrow,
you, ben, then you're into Halloween. You know the way you get with Halloween.
But this is it, but that's it.
And
yeah.
It's like trick or treats, and it's all treats with you.
Oh, geez,
and then,
yeah.
Sure, you may as well just pack it all in until. I mean, after that, then you'll probably want to celebrate my birthday there at the end of November.
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of that as well. Your 30th of November, yeah?
29th,
oh, yeah,
actually.
Oh, Kelly's 30th, yeah. So, Celia's, yeah.
And then, then you're into Christmas. So, why don't you do a New Year's resolution? That's what she's.
Yeah, so instead of avoiding elephantizing.
Just roll into the New Year.
So, instead of avoiding elephantizing myself, I'm just going to elephantize myself and then go try and do reverse hippo from January on.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, yeah. And amazingly, that's exactly how you and me have approached health and fitness for a long time.
Right.
Someone says, we'll do this to free classes in a free gym. And when you arrive, you get a zero calorie Bellini and your own personal trainer. And you want to see the Mickey on him, right? You can use it as a weight while you're waiting. You can do all of that. You can do anything. You get free, healthy ice
personally,
cream.
Personally, I wouldn't see that as a sell now.
No, we're talking. Anyway. I don't know why. I was just thinking we were talking about stupid stuff earlier. And you want to see all the, and you get all of these things.
Right.
And we go, oh, definitely. This is you and me.
The only thing is.
Fucking brilliant. It's my birthday in April. They're like.
Yeah, but this is November.
Oh,
I know,
yeah. But I'm just
would
saying.
Would it be worth it even?
Yeah, but by the time I get there, shit, jeez. And then I think there's a couple of weekends in from between now and then as well. And then there's a child's birthday where you have to eat Rice Krispie cakes. And we come up with every excuse under the sun. Yeah.
God forbid that you'd look at it and go, you know, well, that's only one day in that week. And then it's another 3 weeks. And then there's one day in that week. No, you wouldn't look at it like that. That's
only
2 days in an otherwise,
we'd
have to go, sure, there's no point really.
Or just as my friends at Warfit go, they just don't, so what? There's always going to be something. That's what they say. Oh, yeah. There'll always be something. You just find
their,
a way.
Them and their logic.
Yeah, there'll always be something, sure. There'll always be a reason not to do it. So just do it anyway. You know, and you're like,
go and rub your
abs. You're the
abs
type
off
of fella that wants me to do bar ends with you, which I'm Mickey.
Bar ends,
what are they called? What's the exercise called?
I don't know.
Chest press.
Chest
press.
There'll
be some flute on him. Do a chest press. 10 reps. I'm exhausted.
Wow. Yeah. Because that's always the way, isn't it? So, like, that. Okay, they're right. There is always something. But it's just, it's the human condition.
It's a human condition.
You kind of think
it
that
is.
There's no point in getting on the wagon if I know I'm getting off again in 3 days' time.
Yeah.
Or a week's time.
And also, I have a brain problem, right? And so does Jim. He has a brain problem.
Okay.
We can't enjoy things.
Yeah.
Unless we go to excess.
Yeah.
We can't do it. I can't do the whole thing. I'm going, oh shit, I was going to start today, but I'm going, just be me or Jim, in fairness. I was going out with Yvonne, right? On Friday, we're going to Chinese. And someone will say, that's no problem. You can still go to the Chinese. You can still do your exercise. You can still just have one beer, right, instead.
Yeah.
Then swap to some, do Coke Zeros. And then get some steamed dumplings instead of chips. You're like, oh, fuck you.
Absolutely.
And you're like, I suppose you want me to eat nothing but cream crackers for the rest of my life. No, he's like, no. I'm just giving you an option. And you're like, I don't want your option. I want excess.
I agree with you though, right? Because yeah. I would rather, if somebody, you know, because you do get those things, eat this, not this. You know, those comparison
and
things.
And there's loads
or
of options.
Or there's
there
loads
really
of them.
Is.
Or all the
don't
influencer
types. Don't get curry chips when you go to the Chinese.
So, but I don't want that.
Get a boiled rice
no,
and a
no. As you said, fuck that.
Enough.
No, what I want is, I'd rather go, right, like heavy fucking, you know.
Heavy, yeah.
Like strict.
Yeah.
And then knock the balls.
And knock the BJ's out of myself.
Like, I want, if I'm going to go, I want all my pints and all my food that I would choose to have based on just my taste buds.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing to do with the size of my hole.
Oh, yeah. And you know, people, you can still have 13 pints. You just have to have them in 13 days and not two. And you're like,
yeah.
So I'm
always going to be that way. I would rather kind of, you know, this thing of like, you know, whatever it might be, as you say, choose boiled instead of fried.
Yeah.
Choose thing instead of thing.
Yeah, choose potato instead of chips.
I sense and all. I don't want it.
Choose pesto chicken instead of curry chicken.
Yeah, no, I don't want it.
No, I don't want it. Because
all
I can't enjoy it, right? I can't enjoy the things you enjoy. And when they're telling me these things, when I've got some muscle-headed yoke, you know, and he looks brilliant and all, and he's telling me that this is his options, all I'm thinking is, well, your life is shit then. You don't enjoy...
Yeah, you look like that, but obviously you don't have a good time.
You don't enjoy life like I do. As if me sitting crying in a car with a McDonald's on my own means I'm the one that knows how to live, you know.
Mind you,
but I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, but the one thing is, right, I know you will confess this, right, there are moments, I had one quite recently where I got a sandwich out of a garage, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got a sausage and rasher sandwich out of a garage.
Oh, I know exactly already what you're going to say.
It was hideous, right? No, it was awful, hideous.
Yeah.
It was absolutely grease-ridden hideous,
yeah.
Right? Big lumps of fat on the rasher and everything.
Oh, I know where
and
you're
I
going.
Was sitting in my car.
Yeah.
In the car park of this garage, actually feeling like, you know the way you see those things at the telly, like the saddo who's just, you know, like eating it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Not enjoying it.
Horrible.
But has to keep going back for another bite.
You didn't leave a crumb, did you? That's where we're going. You didn't leave a crumb. Yeah, every mouthful.
And every bite is a regret.
Yeah, yeah.
But you
Yeah, and you're still chewing.
And you go back. This is... Oh,
that's mank.
Grease. Breaking apart in your hand.
Smearing it on with the palm of your hand into your mouth. I'm saying, this is the last bite now. This is the last bite.
Yeah, yeah, no.
But then you take another three bites.
This is awful. They're all deep fried.
I'm like, this is okay. I think you hear yourself sucking on your own finger. Like, oh, I'm an animal. I'm a disgusting pig.
Yeah, feeling and then, generally guilty and embarrassed about yourself.
Yeah, drop a sausage on the floor and you just pick it off the floor. Rub the hair off with your own hair.
So
you devour what's left.
Come on, we've done it. I'm never doing that again. We've done
it. You say, yeah, you know, I'm never doing that again. I'll get a chocolate bar and I'll hit the tice down my mouth. Yeah, oh, yeah, we've all done it, yeah. It's awful. It's depressing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there is a sick enjoyment to it all. There is a looking forward to it. It's the element of looking forward to it, isn't it?
I mean, the thing is, it's like, it's a bit similar to people, if you do have one too many, always drink responsibly and all that, but if you do have one too many, right, and you do, that's it, never again. Fucking hell, I'm not putting myself through this again.
Yeah.
Jesus, my head. Oh, my God.
What even do I do this for?
It's costing me money. It's making me feel...
It's terrible, yeah.
Yeah. Tony's birthday on Tuesday. Is it?
Yeah.
Are we going out?
Yeah, or you do the whole, oh, I'm not going, no, listen, I'm wrecked on the whole lot. I'm not even in the humour for that or anything. Yeah, do you want to have a pint now? Oh, jeez, it's lunchtime. Yeah, I always feel like I'm cheating the world when I'm at lunchtime. Go on, so. And then of course you do that and you go to Tony's birthday. And Jim, I know, does this as well. The whole thing of like, you have no chocolate, no points from now until Christmas, right? And then you have a pint and you have a bar of chocolate and you've just finished it. And you go, I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, it's just a pint. It's just a bar of chocolate. So fuck it. It's not a loss. It's actually a pint of bar of chocolate. But we go, well, it's hardly even a pint now. They're not even having 300 pints. So I might as well just do the 300 of them.
Hung for a sheep as yeah, I am.
I'm going back into the shop. Two boxes of milk tray, please. For one person.
Fuck it.
Sure, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So, I said I know what I want to.
I assume all of this has led to the fact that you're going...
Yes, that I have to buy sizeable pants.
You're not going to do anything drastic before Christmas.
I am. I'm trying to give out like this as if it's your fault.
Say something.
Yeah,
If ranting was a weight loss exercise, we'd be a pair of sticks.
I tell you, yeah. I'm a windbag. An absolute windbag. I swear to God. What a pain in the hole. What a pain. That's the thing. Great. I know it's a pain in the hole. You know, people say you're a narcissist. How am I a narcissist? Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you how I know I'm not. Because I know I'm wrong about everything. I know I'm wrong about everything. And I know I'm a pain in the hole. I know I'm a pain in the hole. I know I'm very rarely right. I know this whole attitude is fucked up. But I have no intention to change it.
You literally can't argue with that.
And no, you
can't. Because you wouldn't care.
Because I don't care. Go shit yourself.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Listen, I've just had a conversation with a man that works here, right? John, okay. That works here. And John came in holding, proudly proclaiming with a newspaper in hand... That he says, finally, after all these years, my, you know, I've been, what did they say? You know,
he's a pirate, is he?
Something close. Yeah, something close. He's English.
Yeah.
And he goes, finally, after all these years, I've been, I'm trying to sing the words, you know, verified, not verified, but anyway, look, he's delighted that, because he's been saying, I've always said you're supposed to eat burgers upside down. Now, the woman next to us was confused because she thought she meant the human had to be upside down. But no, the actual burger.
That you had to stand on your head while eating a burger.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, what are you talking about? How would you even do it? No, the burger itself. And he was like, burgers should be eaten upside down. Why? Because the bun is bigger and it doesn't rip and all he was saying. It doesn't rip.
Right.
You have much more chance. It catches and then the one on top is easier to bite through. Therefore, it should be on the top, right?
So this has now been backed by science.
And this has now been backed by science.
This was his claim.
Yeah, so now burger people of the world, whoever they are, official burgerists, have said that that is indeed the correct way to eat a burger and the best way to eat a burger. Pick it up, flip it over and eat it. It stays together much better. But then...
Interesting.
Our friend
now I have to have a burger today.
Me too.
I wasn't even planning it.
But you also have to have a muffin. Because our friend didn't stop at that. He goes, also muffins should be eaten upside down. Why? Because they explode.
Does he always do that?
Why?
Yeah. Why?
He says, yeah, why? I'll tell you why.
I know what you're thinking. Why?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, brace yourselves for some more information. He says, because a muffin is at the top is much wider. And then when you take the sort of the little cup, the paper cup, whatever it is, or, you know, if there is one.
Right.
You know, off it. You now have a smaller piece of narrow muffin, which is much easier to eat and nibbles. And he did use the word nibbles.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
of course, any man who goes around saying, why? Is bound to use the word nibbles.
Nibbles. And then you get to the puffy cloud bit, and it's much easier to eat it down.
The puffy cloud bit.
Yeah.
That's the top, isn't it?
That's the top cloud bit. Then he said, and this is a very bold claim, if you're ever wondering about any foods about which should be eaten upside down and not or right side up, just ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was a question of, name your food. I'll tell you what to do.
So I did. I named a banana. And he goes, good choice, sir. He didn't say that. But he did say...
Although there is that thing, because Niamh Marr, who used to read news here years ago, she did have this philosophy that we ate bananas the wrong way.
And he said...
That they're not supposed to be peeled from the little sticky out bit.
Yeah. And John went
on... That's the bit for holding them.
And it is. If you look at monkeys in the wild, and Jim McCabe would know this very well. If you look at apes in the wild, right?
brilliantly brought around.
What way do they open a banana? Well, I wish you were here to see Jim McCabe demonstrate. But how they do it, they don't open them the traditional way with the lever at the top that's attached to the bunch. They stick their nail in the bottom of it and they peel from what we would say is the bottom of a banana.
Yeah.
And then they eat it that way because apparently it's much less likely to break the banana, open it that way. And if you try it, it's much easier than you think it is.
Wow.
So there you go. Another lesson Jim McCabe has brought to the world. So we've had our John teach about upside down burgers and our own in-house ape teaches about bananas today.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So there's a lot of food that should be eaten upside down.
I am intrigued about the burger thing. It's in a weird way, it sort of makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
I didn't know it was connected with the juices being soaked up by the heartier bun.
But you get the bigger bread on the bottom.
But the only thing is,
less likely
I'm not 100% convinced about the muffin thing.
It makes sense to me. I know, it makes a lot of sense to me. John is a very practical man.
He is.
Very practical.
You would be, I would never kind of argue against John on those things. You will lose.
You will,
but
yeah,
I'm just,
yeah.
I've often thought that the, you know the way sometimes muffins can have a slightly crustier top sometimes?
Yes,
right?
I know what you're
going
with.
Which can sometimes make them, it might be a bit firmer in what you refer to as the puffy cloud area.
The puffy cloud area.
Of the muffin.
Yes.
Whereas the bit that's in the wrappy tea cakey bit bottom at the end.
Yes.
Might be moister. If moister is moister a word?
Yeah, so I hear you. So
an unpleasant word.
Would you rather finish with moist or finish with a
puffy cloud?
A puffy crusty top. I guess that's the question every man has to contend with.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. You know the way it used to be kind of, well, I say it used to be, I suppose it could still be potentially a bit of a thing that millennials would be getting, it became almost like a term of abuse nearly, millennials, right?
It did,
The idea that, and it generally came from kind of up, down, you know what I mean, from the top down. It came from the kind of like older people. It
came from us, Gen Xers, really. Let's be honest.
I was trying to avoid incriminating us.
It was our lot, yeah. It was our bitter.
The idea was, people slagging off, blooming millennials or whatever, because their attitude to job things or their attitude to whatever, right?
Well, everyone used to say, and it's not fair, but it was like millennials get it, they're always blooming offended and all.
Yeah.
And they all eat avocado toast, that's what you want by your house.
Well, they're getting more stick now, and this time it's kind of from the bottom up.
Gen Z. Or Gen Z.
Having a go at the millennials now, apparently.
You really can't win being a millennial. You just really can't win. So now apparently all the slang that millennials use.
Were millennials supposed to be the snowflake ones?
That's what everyone said. But right. Come on. Like, it's just different, isn't it? You know, it's like our elfless, well, whatever, they would look and go, earrings. Yeah, yeah, dressing up as girls. It's silly. These cross-generational things, they're silly. Like, we're all weirdos in our own little way. But millennials can't win. No matter what, they can't win. And now Gen Z. So this TikToker, Allegra Miles, is now letting us know on her TikTok account how outdated millennial lingo is, right?
Right.
So certain things like the word vibe, right? So, millennials, she says, that would have been like, people would have walked into a place and says, oh, I like the ambient vibe of this place, whatever. And she's saying that now Gen Z apparently say ambient or a type beat. So they'd come in and say, wow, I like the ambient type beat of this place.
The ambient type beat.
And that's what she's saying. Whereas back in my day, it would have been, this house is groovy. And back in Jim's day, it was, wow, this joint is unbelievable.
Why did everybody speak with an American accent back
in my day? Because you lived in the black and white days where everybody... So those things. So, it sells... But then they say things like...
So vibe is out anyway. So
vibe is gone, type beat is in, right? But
I thought vibe was much older than millennials. The vibe sounds like something you'd say.
Yeah, yeah, when I'm trying to be cool.
Wow,
this vibe is really cool with all these crazy cats lying around this place. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And then YOLO. They say millennials used to say YOLO. Honestly, every millennial I know said YOLO ironically. They weren't taking it seriously.
Right.
That whole do you want to set fire to your car and drink a bottle of tequila looking at the, looking over, you know, like, YOLO. Like, I don't remember anyone doing it, seriously.
I don't remember anybody ever even saying YOLO. Like, it's seriously, it was something in conversation.
You only live once. Yeah, you don't remember
but
being
in conversation.
Yeah.
Not like a tag or something. Or
I remember it as a joke. That's how I remember it. As a joke. I never remember anyone taking it seriously.
Yeah.
But now apparently Gen Z say, we ball. You know? It's like, feck it, we ball. That's, you know, that's the thing, so.
We ball.
Yeah, we ball.
Right.
Whereas back in Jim's day, he says, oh, jeez, I don't know. Now we'll have to think about that. Do we have to feel quid for it? Where are we going to go? How's it going to end up? And then slay. You know, to praise someone's appearance or achievements, you might say, wow, you slay. You know, look, you want that jacket. Woo! Slay.
That's the
You're
way
slaying
now.
It, man.
Compared now, to what? What now, did millennials say?
No, that's what millennials said, Jim. This shows how out of touch
you are.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah. Apparently they say she ate. So you might say he ate. He ate with that outfit. So I'd look at you in your jacket and I go,
extremely,
man, you ate in that outfit. That's it. But Jim would go, I did not. I haven't even had my lunch.
I'm out there spilling something on, is it? Where? Do you see it? Where is it? Do I need to wipe it off? Tell me collar, is it?
That's the thing. Our generation take everything so literal. You know?
Yeah.
That's like because my mum would go, are you after eating spaghetti with your good short on? I did. He ate.
Yeah, he ate, all right.
He ate.
I can see it all over his front.
And then got game, you know, so back millennials apparently would have said, someone's got good game or good chat if they were sort of, you know, had a lot of charisma and they were chatting to someone or, you know, if they enter the room and they can
now
sort
it's
of
Riz,
change
is it
gear.
Riz?
It's Riz.
It's Riz. I knew that one. There. Ooh,
Riz,
ding.
Look at you.
Ding.
Look at you all
oh,
over.
Oh, man. That's I tell you.
That's because Jim got Riz.
I ate there.
He did. Jim's after eating. Jim's after eating. He's after eating and he has
like, it seems like these
because he be balling does Jim. Jim does be balling.
I do actually.
Yeah,
most
that's how
times,
he does
most
be
times when I'm leaving here I'm balling.
He's so full of Riz.
Oh my God, yeah. I can't believe I still have to do more of this.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I don't remember, you know, there being, it seems like that was kind of all of this, you know, X and millennials and Gen Z and all this kind of stuff is, it just seems like it's all very recent.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like people spoke about generations in that way.
They didn't, though.
Before.
Because Gen X
it's
is
like
huge.
I was
Gen
just
X is
say,
long.
It just feels like, you know, there was a generation that went on since time began.
Yeah, well,
and
on,
then they started.
Well, it went on from World War II until like 1980 something.
Oh, there you go.
That was Gen X.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's been loads. You know. And now there's you and me trying to keep up with our, you know, we're trying to slay it. With a Riz, well, you know.
I thought you said slay was gone.
Okay, well, we're trying to.
You have to aid it now.
God, you're really ruining my type beat, man.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With.
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at.
Now, something that we have acknowledged on this show over the years is that we don't always get it right. Okay, we do often have what might be considered foot in mouth moments.
Oh yeah, well, generally, let's be honest, Jim's being very fair to me there now when he says we.
I'm just, hey,
very.
We win
fair.
Together, we lose together, buddy. That's the way it happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To be fair to you, you'll bring us all down.
Yeah.
So the thing is,
I try. I do. I stick out like a sore throat.
So we were kind of delighted when we found out there's a. Well, it's not quite a celebration of it, but at least it's been acknowledged as a thing.
Yeah, we've learned what the problem with this show is quite a lot of the time. And again, thank you, Jim, for taking the hit. But malaphors are a big problem with this show, right?
Malaphors.
I never knew what that word was. So here's what's a malaphor. A malaphor is when you accidentally mix an aphorism, which is one of those sort of general truths that sort of becomes a saying, sort of like a penny saved is a penny earned. That would be an aphorism, you know.
Is it?
And you mix that with
I
like,
never knew that now.
Yeah, yeah. This is all knowledge now. This is all learning today. And you mix that with an idiom or a cliche. So you might mix that with something where you say, you know, oh, you know, break a leg tonight. Or, you know, break a leg in the show today. Or
right.
You know, you're really sitting on the fence there.
An idiom
you know.
Is the same as a cliche, is it?
No, more, they're close enough, right?
Wow.
Mix one with the other, though, and you get your sayings literally arse about face is what happens. And
okay.
I do that.
Is arse about face, what would that be now? An aphorism, an idiom, or a...
That would be a cliche. I'd say that would be an idiom, actually. It would be an idiom, yeah. So what are some of the examples? Well, you do hear these. I've often heard, let's burn that bridge when we come to it. You know, Which is
let's
just
burn that bridge.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, let's burn that bridge when we come to it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, people who are stressed in meetings. And we're not going to deal with that now, Jim. We're going to burn that bridge when we come to it, okay? You're after hitting the nail in me head. Fair play to you with that idea. Well done. Like, thank you for that, yeah. John. You hit the nail in me head.
I actually knew somebody who said that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you've hit the nail in me head.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, fair play to you. Because I want to say congratulations to Jim, who had a great idea today. We all thought it wouldn't work, but, you know, he stuck his neck out on a limb. And... And when he stuck his neck out on a limb there, it came good. And it was good, you know?
This is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the conviction they're said with.
It
they're
is,
like, there's
yeah, yeah.
No, there's no questioning that they're not right.
Yeah, and it's
they
when
just,
it's,
they go for it.
And that's footed. The thing. It's normally someone in real authority that says these things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right, listen, no messing. We have a lot of work to do. It's time to swallow the bullet and just get on with it. Really? I want y'all to do it. Swallow the bullet.
Swallow the bullet.
Yeah. Now, I have some news. I have some news. Now, you probably heard it earlier because Jim let the cat out of the box. And honestly, it's no short off my nose.
What? Come on. That's not one. Somebody said it's no shirt off my nose.
Look at you acting like you've never done anything like that. Look at you. Oh, I'll tell you, Jim, you want to watch yourself because people who live in glass houses shouldn't flog horses, right? So don't be carrying on like you've never made a mistake. Yeah,
good
this is what
God.
Jim's like. This is what Jim's like. I can read him like the back of a book. I can literally read him like the back of a book. I can. He'll stand there and talk until the cows turn blue. So he will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are these all genuine examples of things that people have said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're all malfours. That's what they're called.
Malfours. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's great. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's actually texted in. I think they might have missed the point of this because they've texted in to correct you to say it's bite the bullet.
What? I tell you something. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him think. Some people.
That's
just...
the point we're making is that's what a malaphor is.
That's
it's
what
when
it is,
you
yeah.
it's when you it gets wrong. It's when you get it wrong, you mix it up, you combine two, or you just misquote it.
I think
whatever.
It's fair to say whoever sent that text in, Jim, they're definitely burning the midnight oil from both ends, aren't they?
Yeah, I have to say, I love these.
Me too. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But thankfully, we, Jim and me, in fairness, like we do make mistakes on this, but most of the time we do have our ducks on the same page, and it works perfectly well. We get away with it. Isn't
wow.
That right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh man,
you know.
I'm trying to think. Is there any that you've actually ever genuinely said?
I did say a rolling stone is worth two in a bush one time.
Interestingly, Trucker Paul wants to know if all of those you read out came from your book. somebody else saying, my wife can't get any sayings right. We call them Sabrina-isms.
All right, jeepers, yeah. Well, she's obviously three sheeps to the wind. Half the time.
Three sheeps, yeah. Yeah. She was saying that she was talking to a client till she was blue in the teeth because he's a real dealer wheeler.
James.
So she got like literally two of them wrong in the one.
Well, you know what they say about clients like that, don't you, Jim?
What?
A fool and his monkey are easily parted.
David says a mate of his used to always use this expression. It's like water off a duck's neck.
Water off a duck's neck?
As opposed to a duck's back.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got here? There's a few of them.
Where there's a will, there's a wane. That was one that I loved reading there. There's a wane. Yeah.
Phil Letaxi was on to say worked with a guy many moons ago who used to say it's six dozen of one and half a dozen of the other.
Six dozen of one, half a dozen of the other. Not even a common thread of sense.
Not even
that.
A common
yeah, yeah.
thread of it whatsoever. There's loads of them just coming
yeah.
in.
A watched cock never boils is a really good one as well. You know, if you watch a rooster, you'll
that's
yeah yeah.
That's so wrong in so many areas.
I know.
A watch cock never boils.
A watch cock never boils. And better late than sorry. I actually really understand that one. And once bitten, twice died.
Jer from Cork was on to say, I knew a guy who would consistently say, repeat before me.
Repeat before me. Yeah. That's a brilliant one.
Yeah. Also, somebody's mother had a favourite saying, which was, Asher, he's as odd as two balls. As odd as two balls.
As odd as two balls.
Two. Wow.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like, don't shoot a gift horse in the foot. That one, I can see somebody using it, you know.
somebody has a version of your, you know, the one that you said that was, we'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody else's one is, we'll build that bridge. Both of them wrong. It's, we'll cross that bridge. But somebody else's, we'll build that bridge when we come
we'll
to
build
it.
Build that bridge when we get to it, yeah. It's great. Let's build the bridge. Yeah, I know. None of them make sense. Yeah. I love the one as well. Hey, F you and the horse you rode in the China shop.
Here.
Yeah.
Are these real now? Because it sells.
They
like,
seem to be.
Wow.
Well, they're as real somebody's, as the ones you're reading now. Why are your ones better? I'll tell you something.
Because you're reading yours off the internet and mine are coming from real people.
Oh my God, you're such an oldie but a goody two-shoes.
Somebody says they worked with a manager who used to say it's either a feast or a salmon around here.
A feast or a salmon?
Feast or a salmon.
And you question, are my ones real?
Come on, that's very believable. what else have we got here? I've never heard of them Malifornias. I've never heard of them Malifornias.
Malifornias?
That's what somebody thought we were calling
so
them.
So somebody's just made a Malifor out of a Malifor.
Yeah.
By calling it a Malifornia.
My mom said, we're thicker than you think, instead of we're thick as thieves. You two are thicker than you think.
Thicker than you think. I think she probably was right, and didn't.
I do like this one. Somebody's son used to say to them, because she wore glasses, my ma's as blind as a gate.
Blind as a gate. That's...
Brilliant.
Oh, God. Every road to hell is a silver lining, I suppose. I like Dance Like Nobody's Brought You as well. You know the way
Dance
it's
like Nobody's Brought
yeah,
You?
Yeah, yeah. You know, well, maybe it's not as good as that.
My mate's wife described him as like a cat on a hot tin of soup.
That's it. That is the best one. Oh my God. That is the best one.
These are, it's fantastic. I didn't realise there were so many of them.
I know. Yeah, there's great.
Like that, I mean, you want to see the list. It's just, it's like, somebody had one where it's like feeding two birds with one scone. Bad. Wow.
A bird in the hand is worth two in a rush is pretty good as well, to be fair.
We're just going to have to draw a line because they just keep coming in.
Yeah,
people,
yeah.
People, his expressions were... that's all water under the fridge.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, you're right. Though it's time we've buttered our bread now. It's time to lay in it. I'll leave it at that. Well, yeah.
Is that one? You've buttered your bread now, lying.
Yeah. Oh God.
It's just they're just so good.
It's so hard to stop because, as you know, the squeaky mouse gets the cheese, Jim. So when you start seeing these, it's really hard to. Did you walk away from them, you know?
It is. Yeah. And by the way, can I just point out, right, somebody, who is this? Damon sent one in, and it's not a Malifor. In fact, I don't know what it is. So this is his exact quote, right? My uncle used to say, my uncle used to say when flustered, I don't know whether they're shite or combi hair. I don't know what that is. I doubt very much if it's a Malifor.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Is that the most traditional of sayings?
It is quite the expression. It is quite the expression.
I love that it was a regular state he got himself into, though.
Yeah. Brilliant. Right. Anyway, we're going to have to draw a line in the sand because they just won't stop coming in. Right.
Oh, better safe than sober, I tell you.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. Somebody has sent us a photograph. Let me just give you their name in case you decide to get abusive. No, they haven't given us their name. Anyway, they sent us a photograph and the message is, it's a little early for a Christmas display.
Oh, for God's sake.
And it's Tesco in Clare Hall with what looks like almost a wall of various Christmas...
I'm sick of it. In fact,
there's actually a big Christmassy poster thing over it.
So I'm sick of it.
They're not even hiding it. And it actually says, get set, get festive. Let the countdown begin.
It's only the second week in September. You should be ashamed of yourself.
We're literally having our Indian summer. And they're doing this to us.
It's the best weather week of the year. And this fella that works here, you know Jeremy that works down the end there?
Yeah, yeah.
He came in the other day. Do you know what he had? A box of Merry Mallows he bought in. Merry
what
Mallows.
What are they?
It's marshmallows that they just made Christmassy for no reason.
No, oh, unbelievable.
Merry Mallows. I was there, who brought them in? Because, you know, I just got all thick straight away.
Yeah. No, it didn't stop you eating them, I'm sure, but...
I had three of them, yeah, to get rid of them. Shouldn't be here. Shouldn't be here. I had three of them.
You did that classic thing that you love to do of eating them out of the way.
I eating them out of the way. I'll finish. I'll have another three now in a minute. Get them out of the way.
Well
I
done.
Was, I was there. Who brought them in here?
The rest of the staff, thank you for that.
He's there. I did. He goes, I didn't even notice they were there. You didn't even notice. Spoofer. Absolute spoofer. He loves it.
But it is. It is that, it's that sort of stuff that yeah. are, that's what causes the Grinchisms, isn't it?
It is.
And when it's too early.
It is. And they're now saying it causes, it's been named as a condition. Mince pie anxiety, they call it now. That's what they're calling it. Mince pie anxiety. It doesn't have to be a mince pie. Wow. That's just one sort of, that's just I suppose that's the food that you associate the most that comes in a packet for Christmas.
God, in this world of mental health awareness, we now have mince pie anxiety.
Mince pie, it's a diagnosable condition, you know.
Wow.
That you see the chocolates, you see the Merry Mallows. My God, what a tosser. And you see all the candy canes and you see the heroes and the celebrations lined up. And like that, those people in Clare Hall. With their happy get
apparently festive. Somebody said Tesco Clearwater is the same.
Clearwater.
Big Christmas display up.
There you go. And so they've caused now a new mental condition. Mince pie anxiety.
I mean, the one you see, the strange thing about that is now for us, right, is that whatever about the kind of like, come on lads, too early now, back off, you know, Halloween hasn't even happened. You know, all that sort of stuff that we say every year. But mince pies, don't we? You know what I mean?
But
they are very delicious.
Okay, and?
And I mean, if Collie was to turn around and say, lads, I've managed to get a batch out of Cavistons.
Well, you see, and this brings me to the point, because I tell you something, Jim, you've hit the nail on the head. What happened? Do you think anyone is buying mince pies or Merry Mallows now and keeping them for Christmas?
Ah, good point.
Do you think they are? Do you think they are?
Nobody could, surely nobody could leave mince pies in their cupboard or whatever for...
No, they don't. They eat them out of the way. Yeah. Some poor unfortunate like me is now going to have devoured, by the time Christmas comes, about 342 mince pies and about 600...
Conservative estimate, I'd say.
I'd say so. And about 600 Merry Mallows. It's begun. Because they won't just leave it until December. When
and
you
especially
may have,
you,
when you have a reasonable chance of keeping them.
Whatever normal person might have mince pie anxiety about seeing them and thinking, oh, it's a constant reminder that it's coming or whatever.
Yeah.
You have the other disadvantage of hearing them calling to you, eat me now, PJ. Eat me now.
Yeah. I know. I walk into the shop and I see them and I can hear them. Here comes the roundhead fat boy.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.